Of America Tonight. What a week is shaping to be coming out of Washington, and our reputation taking a big hit with what's going on in Egypt, and of course the sweepstakes for Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker. Where does he end up? Ultimately, Venezuela looks like the landing spot. However, how does he get there? There's some confusion over that. Let's talk about Egypt first. Egypt, because we got something at stake here besides reputation, which is pretty big, but we got $1.5 billion on the line. How do you feel about that? Take out your wallet and tell me how you feel about paying taxes to a government that booted out our choice, Mohammed Morsi, the member of the Muslim Brotherhood, for this military coup. So we're going to pay money to a military coup that overthrows, even though they say they didn't overthrow, overthrows the guy that was in charge for barely a year. I think we need to sit this one out. Watch and see. But 6 months from now, there's supposed to be another election, a democratic kind of election. In the meantime, Egypt announced that former finance minister Hassim El-Belawa is the country's new interim prime minister. An opposition leader, El-Baradei, is now the vice president, despite the Muslim Brotherhood's rejection of what they're calling a timetable for political transition. And the military is combing the streets in Cairo because there's been so many protests. The future is up for grabs. That's what it is. That's what's happening. Egypt's army chief, Al-Sisi, said in a warning that the military is not going to accept political maneuvering. Yeah, we'll shoot you dead. We have the weapons. So the Muslim Brotherhood can be swift with their words, but the bottom line is there was a day of shooting that left 51 people dead, just execution style. Boom, pull out the gun, they're gone. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said that the White House was cautiously encouraged by the announcement of the plan. Really? We're going to have an election in 6 months. You better keep your mouth shut or we're going to shoot you dead on the street. Called for all the parties to be included in the electoral process. But is that really going to happen, this transition? Are we going to really see them go back to square one? I don't think so. Was Morsi removed by a coup? And then everything that went in the path of that is illegal? Streets of Cairo were on Tuesday, knock on wood, were quiet. But there's going to be protests later this week. The United Arab Emirates, here's a big curveball, offered $1 billion in a grant and $2 billion no-interest loan to the new government. Saudi Arabia's finance minister said the kingdom has pledged $5 billion in grants and loans. And why do you think that is? Think of the location. So will there be more battles in the street? And will there be more witnesses on rooftops? I'm going to say, yeah, sure there will be. The White House said that cutting off the more than $1 billion in annual aid to Egypt was not in the U.S. best interest, though it was reviewing whether the military moves constitute a coup, which would force a measure under U.S. law. Nice. So we'll force the administration to keep the money here in the United States, because we can ill afford to kick it over to Egypt, particularly in the situation they're in. There really is not a lot of stability. It'll be the worst $1.5 million we throw down a rat hole. While we're asking so many people, the middle class of the government, to be furloughed. Not the people that are making the big money. the people that are the plebs, the middle guys, the base that holds up whatever office they're working in. In the meantime, closer to home, a couple of quick interesting developments, including a follow-up that I'm going to throw at you right at the top, because the plane is what everybody's talking about, and I'm talking about that 777 Asian airliner flight 214. Two flight attendants were thrown from their seats at the back of the plane and on the runway. They were found in the middle of debris from the crash. Woo! The pilots were grilled by the National Transportation Safety Board about what they did, the decisions in the cockpit, everything that you can imagine to get to the bottom of what happened on that plane and why it came in so slow, so low in trying to make the landing. And I don't know that they're going to find the answers they want. But there are families who are grieving because they have some relatives that are paralyzed, or they've come to the United States to claim the bodies of their daughters, the 16-year-old girls who were part of a trip from China, very excited to be there. And sadly, that happens. Texas, also part of the discussion. Texas provisionally approves tough abortion restrictions. The bill would enact things like, you know, they debated about this, but it would mean if it is all approved, what would happen is doctors would have to admit privileges at nearby hospitals. So the doctors would have to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, only allow abortions in surgical centers, dictate when abortion pills are taken, and ban abortions after 20 weeks. So this was dramatic because this was off on the heels a couple weeks ago of the filibuster. And will this pass all the way through the state legislature? I'm going to say it went through in a quick clip here, but it may have some big problems after this. Unless there's something already in play nationwide, and there's not. Just Texas. So the Democrats and women's rights supporters protested the bill for weeks, but the Republicans are very intent on getting it passed quickly. Supporters say the bill will offer women more protection when they seek abortions, but critics say conservatives are trying to make the procedure get that much harder. So the bill would require doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. How about that? Does it pass? I'm going to say there's a lot of Democrats standing in the way of it passing. Stay with us, more to come as we climb over the wall. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Tonight, the Daily Salute. Plus, you can always throw in your 2 cents, like our pal Rex. He's always so patient, waiting for us in the wings. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The salute's a good one. I'm going to tell you about a big first public court appearance coming up. But first, on the personal side, you know when something breaks down in your house? Like, what's the worst thing that can break in your house? Some of you would probably say refrigerator. Is it a refrigerator? How about if the washing machine breaks down? That's a hassle, isn't it? What do? Go get one of those old washboards and then scrub your clothes that way. Do you know how the air conditioning, just the unit gone? And then, of course, we're all paranoid about air conditioning people, but my air conditioning, gone, done. Have to get a new air conditioning system completely. Yeah, the negotiating skills on that one, you got to sharpen them up. You start Googling, how much does one cost? Well, that's between $6,000 and $15,000.
What, are you kidding me?
Exactly. And then you hear these crazy horror stories. So if you're an air conditioning man out there and you're honest, then you should tell me what it's real. I know. My relatives squished on a ship coming from Ireland would be aghast at me complaining about the lack of air conditioning. It's brutal. How did people in the olden days, how did they stay cool? Sit on some ice? I mean, what did they do? Keep every single window open and had those old-fashioned fans, but they had to have great fans if that's the case. Rex in Illinois, hello.
Is this the Zany Delaney?
It is definitely now. It is sort of the lightheaded because of the lack of air.
Lack of coolness in the hall.
Yeah, the lack of coolness. It's crazy. Yeah, those window units, those wall units are fabulous.
see any way that the Zimmeister will not testify tomorrow? I heard somebody allude to that earlier today.
Yeah, oh yeah, because this is it. Should he testify, they're going to wrap things up. I don't think so either.
He's
so,
already testified, basically.
Yeah, with the
outside of the knock-knock joke, the defense done a pretty dang good job. So that's the way that goes.
Yeah, I think he'd be foolish to test. If I were his attorney, no matter what, because that's your job, right? So you're defending, you're going forward. There's no way you put him on the stand. No way.
No,
with the cross-exam.
I'd give him a football helmet on with a big piece of string and all kinds of other stuff wrap his mouth up.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, just I've already alluded to the fact that I think we ought to get out of all the things in the Middle East. No money, no nothing, pull out of everywhere. Spend the extra funds on the kids that have come home and been just brutally beaten. Okay?
I agree. Why are we working on that, helping our own people versus $1.5 billion to Egypt? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more money we dump into other countries. What about our own people?
We don't know what the count and the amounts are. Just
no, we don't.
Ridiculous.
I know. I agree.
You know, it's just, and this stuff like that. Now, you alluded, because I love your sports stuff, to baseball.
Yes.
Over the break for the All-Star game, I test every one of them. Let's get this over with. It's not like baseball's not had a drug problem for years.
Yeah.
You used to travel across the country. You get reds to go to sleep on the aerial plane. You get whites to wake up in the morning.
Yep.
So, in other words, and there was a series of years where steroids or growth hormones were part of the business. I don't care where you got them from. It was, you know, you had horses. Everybody, little social built up.
Yeah.
God. Oh, man.
Yeah, but this is big, too. Alex Rodriguez, the third baseman for the Yankees, he's deep in this. He was all part of that South Florida clinic. And there are a couple of other big names. And the reason this is happening is because the clinic founder, Tony Bosch.
Finally opened up.
Yeah.
Well, he's saving his behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it just didn't let it go. And there's guys that have stats. I mean, Barry Bonds' head swelled up like a basketball. I mean, if you just looked at him transfer from one state, and not disparaging, he was a great ball player. But I mean, you know, that was the age of this stuff.
Yeah.
So let's put it behind it. Let it get over it, and either regulate it or get rid of it. But I'm kind of hearing about it myself as a fan.
You know what? I agree with you. Just you either do one or the other. It's been well over a decade. So if it takes us a decade to deal with this, something is not right. And as
correct.
You said, Rex, there were other things that were happening. So, boom, if this is the ban, that's the ban. You know, like Andy Pettit, the pitcher for the Yankees, he admitted, and he's still pitching. He's in his 40s. He's still pitching. If Roger Clemens had done that, he would have still been pitching. Instead, he got dragged through a whole giant trial.
I do believe he would be, because I tell you why. He had enough money, time, and education to probably still be on some type of juice.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so this is crazy, because you can out-track the detection thing. More things come on, more product, and you can miss the call as far as what they're testing for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the way that is, last thing is God bless the firefighters.
Yeah, it's terrible. I think the tribute to them was wonderful, I do. Anything to help those families realize the importance and the sacrifice meant something.
And that one young man who had to stand up there and was left alive, I just, you know, because somewhere down the road, he's going to feel bad.
Yeah, he's going to feel bad. He has survivor's guilt and misses his friends. I mean, that's a lot of people to miss. 19,
sure.
19 people 19. That you hung out with, that you broke bread with, that you joked around with, that you played cards with, that you went to training with.
They were brothers. They were family.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. There's no question about
it. Bona fortuna, bona familia.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart, I'll let you go.
Thank you
for the conversation, and we'll talk later.
All right, Rex. I'm trying to get cool, Rex. Ooh. Guess if I sit on a giant ice cube. When I was a kid, when we lived, when we went for our month down the shore, I remember we got ice. We got ice a lot. There would be, you know, you would go to the ice house, get the giant cube. You know what I'm talking about, where the guy came out, and it was huge. You had to carry it to the car. And then that was for fish or other things. You had to have something that usually, whatever was going on dinner-wise, there was a reason for it. And that was one of the reasons why. If I had that giant cube, I could sit on the cube. Crazy. You get spoiled. You do. You get spoiled when you think about air and how do we survive without air? How do we do it in the olden days? All right, here's my daily quick salute. The Cleveland women who were brutalized and left for dead and, you know, were unfortunately all hidden in a basement in a house. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight cut a thanking the public video, and I think it was a great thing to let them know that they're okay, said that the support of their families, friends, and the public is helping them rebuild their lives after what Berry called this ordeal and Knight called hell. So she said, I might have been through hell and back, but I am strong enough to walk through hell with a smile on my face and my head held high. And then said, I won't let the situation define who I am. I will define the situation. I don't want to be consumed by hatred. Wow. That is a powerful statement, because you'd have to feel a lot of hatred toward this creepy Ariel Castro, the former bus driver that's pled not guilty, by the way, to 329 counts in the indictment alleging he kidnapped the women and held them in his house. All right, thanks to Matt Johnson for his work on the technicals, always, and all of you for listening to America Tonight. But we got one foot over the fence. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Bucks murder down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the subway, the bullets rip. The sound of his feet, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you to another one bites the dust.
All right, I promised a trip to the mailbag, and I like to honor my promises. So, without further ado, let's skip over to the mail room and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Zach, I mentioned him before. He says, chop off the aid to Egypt. Why, Kate, are we dumping any money into this country? First we pick Morsi, back him up, talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, embrace Muslims across the Middle East, and here we are in a situation where now he's been booted by the military in a coup. So we're going to give these military guys $1.5 billion. I don't think so. America, wake up. Send notes, texts, faxes, email to your congresspeople and your senators. What a travesty if we give them one more cent. Ooh, Zach in Illinois. Mincing, no words. I agree that we should hold off on the aid. There's no question. Why? And they're in a world of hurt. They have the perfect demographic of young men who could be radicalized. Let's face it, hopelessness, no work, no food, nobody cares. It's not good. That's a deadly combination in the Middle East, and we all know why. So we've dumped money, dumped money, dumped money, dumped money, and then we backed Morsi, and all was hunky-dory, and geez, isn't this great? And then all of a sudden it wasn't so great, and people were upset. And now there's a lot of chaos in Cairo and all the outlying areas, the smaller cities in Egypt. So if you didn't see the pyramids, keep your fingers crossed that some of those artifacts don't completely get trashed. I'm not so confident we won't lose some of those artifacts, meaning we, the world, because that's a big piece of history that some people would like to see one day. But you might not be that lucky if things continue to go the way they are anyway in the next 6 months or so, because that's when they're talking about having another election. I think it'll be disastrous if that happens. And then there's this story, I'm going to just shoot this in here and we're going to take another email, about the secret documents that are showing that Qatar paid money, payoffs, to a lot of the Mohamed Morsi cronies, his posse. Gee, really? And why am I not surprised by that? They had something written in English and Arabic, and it came out because of an Egyptian journalist who was on the BBC recently and said, you know, challenged the people whose names were listed to defend themselves, but nobody called back. And it was sums of money. Sums, a long list of money that were tied back to Morsi. So think about it. Qatar provided the Morsi government on with all kinds of stuff on pretty unpopular terms, but did it. So why? You have to ask yourself, why did that happen? Why was there public support for the regime? Because that already angered people in Egypt at the Gulf Kingdom, where many thought or believed they tried to take advantage of the changes in Egypt to further their own political agenda. Shocking, who does that? But there's the money trail. Follow the money. Qatar has spent billions of dollars in Egypt, and at least now it looks as though it was a pretty bad investment. So do we want to take our money and dump it into a bad investment? I'm going to say no. I'd be very cautious. And that's exactly what Jim says in New York. I wouldn't give them any money. Why do we continue to support Egypt when their tanks are flowing through the streets and the Muslim Brotherhood was bounced out? Supposedly this neutral group of people who seem to be anything but neutral. A new government 6 months from now? What's that government going to look like? Who's lining their pockets? Yeah, good reason to be concerned. And the Muslim Brotherhood rejected a plan announced by the interim government at this point to embrace what they're doing now. And they're not doing it. They're not going for it. So the future of Egypt is very much in flux. And what are the justifications for moving forward in any direction? Yeah, troubling times. You know, 51 people have been killed. People are just shot in crowds. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He is such a good emailer. And Jake says, Kate, when it comes to the airliner that went down, I don't care what anyone says, part of this is pilot error. Come on. He puts the 37s in the air. He's trying to land with how many hours behind him? Yes, he flew a similar plane, but there are nuances, especially in the computer age, that are different from plane to plane. Obviously, he had something to do with it and knew that he was flying too slow and too low and said as much. True. The slowness is what clipped the jetty coming into the San Francisco airport for the landing. Let's take another one. It's in a different direction. This one from Chloe listening to us in New Jersey. Chloe says, wow, I heard you say George Zimmerman walks. How can that be? I am not really pulling for any side, but I would say that there is a dead teenager who can't speak for himself. And this is the best the prosecution could do. They should be ashamed of themselves. Well, Zimmerman's defense team is probably going to wrap up the case on Wednesday. Then they have to do a few other things, and most likely the jury gets this on Friday. They get it on Friday, but I don't know, maybe it drags over into the next week. It's not looking that way. In fact, attorney Mark O'Mara, who represents Zimmerman, said that the defense would probably wrap up on Wednesday. Didn't give any kind of an indication if the neighborhood watch dude, his client Zimmerman, would take the stand at his murder trial. Well, they have to be handicapping it, and if they are, they're trying to determine whether or not he swayed the jury, and if not, then they think perhaps of getting him on the stand. But it's not looking that way. He's pled not guilty to second-degree murder, claiming he was acting in self-defense, faces life in prison if convicted. And that's the big if convicted. All right, here's another one quickly. This one from Big George. And Big George says, Kate, I'm sure you're following it. I like the way that you talk about different things on your show. My very quick personal preference for what's now happened in Illinois with guns is just to do it on a federal level and say so sorry to the governor who wants nothing to do with people being allowed to do concealed and carry, not to get those permits and not to make it a reality in their world. And I think this is a very, very big mistake. You know, Illinois became the last state actually to allow gun owners to carry concealed weapons because there was a last-minute attempt by the governor, Pat Quinn, to change the legislation. But now they're running up against a federal court's deadline to allow concealed and carry in their state. So after Quinn, who's a Democrat, tried to avoid, I guess you would say, restrictions into the legislation, they decided it was better to override the governor than risk the courts allowing virtually unregulated concealed weapons in Chicago, which is riddled with gun violence. And it has been that way for probably the last 6 months, where it's at its worst. So probably a very smart move. Concealed and carry, if you know what you're doing, and they won't just pass you to pass you, means that should the need arise and the situation happens, the unthinkable, you can respond to it. You don't have to wait for the cops to come when it's too late. So I think concealed and carry in Chicago actually is a very, very, very good idea. An idea whose time has come. And then if it's the wild, wild west, then you come up with an alternative plan. You got to have a couple of plans in place that would be easy to watch and would be easy to figure out if there's a few little things that can be done. All right, hang with us. Much more to come here on the Overnight Highway. Has to involve numbers so we can count around this bend.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We can count. We're going to mix in some fun with some other stuff. Are you a fan of The View? I wonder if there's anybody listening to America Tonight who watches that television show, The View. Anyway, the co-host on that show, one of them, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who's been there for a long time, is going to join Fox News. She is going to be one of the morning anchors for Fox and Friends in September. She's co-hosting. She's replacing the current co-host, Gretchen Carlson, who begins anchoring her own daytime show in the fall. So, how about that? A couple of, or a new face anyway, to Fox and Friends. Yep. She announced that she was, in March, that she would be leaving the show. But ABC said that she was under a long-term contract, yada, yada, yada. She's actually been there, and here's your number, since 2003, so that's a long time. She says she's honored to call Fox News Channel her television home. She was the lone conservative voice on the show when they segged from magazine-type style food conversations and whatever to suddenly they started talking a little bit about politics. All right, Randy Travis has been hospitalized. He's in critical condition. I think we mentioned this once on the show. Somewhere I was today, people were talking about that, wondering how he was doing, because he lives just outside of Dallas, Texas. But the Grammy winner was admitted on Sunday. They didn't really release too many details. He got sick over the last couple of days. He thought he was getting a cold, but the cold was apparently worse than that. They had to airlift him to the hospital. He had heart surgery, is what they're saying. Some kind of heart surgery. It was a problem that they were dealing with or knew existed before. And so they treated that. and he had a replacement, he had a placement, rather, of a left ventricle assist device, they call it, for stabilization prior to transferring hospitals. Whew! How about that? And it's got this, he's the cardiomyopathy that he has, which is what it is, as they're saying, that weakens and enlarges the heart muscle, so it makes it harder for the heart to pump blood and carry it to the rest of the body. And then what happens is it can lead to heart failure. He's 54 years old. That's your number. He's best known for a couple of songs, Amen, Digging Up Bones, Deeper Than the Holler, and a few other things. He was sentenced. He's been in the news a lot. Like, he's had it rough the last couple of years. He pled guilty to driving while intoxicated this past January following his arrest last year when he was found naked after crashing his Pontiac Trans Am. And then he was sentenced to 2 years of probation, fined $2,000, got a 180-day suspended jail sentence. So Randy Travis in a hospital in critical condition. Critical condition. All right, moving on to some more numbers that you might be interested in. There's always numbers attached to politics and bills and laws, so that's not surprising. But how about this? Walmart says it's going to kill plans to build three new stores if D.C. passes, the wage bill passes. And what is the wage bill that Walmart is so upset about? This is what they're upset about. This bill, if it's approved, would force them to pay $12.50 an hour, up from the current minimum wage of $8.25. The Washington Post says a group of Walmart public relation types and lobbyists told the lawmakers of their decision. Right now, the current minimum wage is $8.25. The bill is backed by worker advocates and unions. It says employees of big box stores should earn a living wage. It applies only to stores doing business in spaces of 75,000 square feet or more. So 75,000, and the bill right now has gotten a lot of play, a lot of interest. And it may pass, but then Walmart says, okay, I'll show you what we're going to do. We're not going to build stores. We're taking our stores and we're going to go do something else. House Republicans are on the war path. They're trying to slash the IRS budget by 24%. And the reason they're saying is because all the abuses and the sequestration, they need to do this. Because we're coming up on the fiscal year again. It would cut the tax agency's budget by $3 billion, nearly a quarter of what it got last fiscal year. So interesting to see how this all shakes out, because if you remember, the IRS just hired 5,000 new agents to go after the people who didn't comply with the individual health mandate when it was supposed to kick in 2014. Yeah. So instead of, what would happen is they would get $9 billion, the IRS would get $9 billion, that's $4 billion less than what the president requested, and $3 billion less than what the House Republicans gave last year. In 2013, the budget was around $12 billion. So the National Treasury Employees Union, they represent about 150,000 people in 31 different departments and agencies and whatnot. They're not happy. They're saying that a 24% cut in funding would take the agency's budget back to the level that it was at more than a decade ago. And the ability of the IRS to meet its mission would be off on its axis. Do you think they've met their mission right now? They just had Social Security numbers that were accidentally revealed. They've had the thing of the tax-exempt denials for Tea Party people applying for it. And then the abuses at the IRS with the extravagant face painting kind of soirees they were having, where the boss stayed in suites worth $3,000 to $5,000 a night. Whoops, the party is over at the IRS. The party is over. All right, if you're listening to me anywhere and you're falling asleep, it's been a rough day, it's hot, oh, whatever, I want you to do me a favor right now. Take 3 seconds to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Why? Because wait till you hear what I tell you. You might not have heard this story. The Democrats in the House are proposing a national park where? On the moon. Sure, why not? We can send people up there. Oh, that's right. Are we really sending people anymore? That's what they're proposing. Eddie Bernice Johnson, one of the congresswomen involved, says that the Apollo Lunar Landing Legacy Act, that's a lot of L's, that a national historic park on the moon can be created to ensure the American landing sites are preserved for future generations. We have to go up there and rope off where we stepped. Otherwise, we've got no history, no museum. How can we put a museum on the moon if we don't block off our first steps? We have to get back up there and do that. It seems so odd, doesn't it? It does. But it's a serious bill that has some serious backers. Serious backers. All right, I want to give you one more. One more. A family allegedly forced from their house by the cops filed a rare Third Amendment suit. We don't talk about that often, and it's because of what I just said. It's very, very rare. What chances do you give that they could win this suit depends on the evidence, is what I say. So the family's in Nevada. They're claiming the cops tried to commandeer their houses for surveillance operations, then arrested the homeowners for resisting invoking the Third Amendment that bars soldiers from being quartered in any kind of a residence without permission. The definition of this could be very, very interesting.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.